Hey, you got the morning show here on Rankin Community Radio. I've got Shona here from the Old School Arts Centre. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how's the old school at the moment? So are you waiting for the break, waiting for Christmas?
Yeah, well, things are starting to wind down.
Yeah.
We've got less bookings coming up. We're very busy. At the moment, it's very busy with Spirit of Christmas, but Susanna's going to come and talk to you about that tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's the Christmas shopping exhibition.
Yeah, very exciting.
So that's starting tomorrow, isn't it? Or the opening is tomorrow?
The opening's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Friday night.
Samples of the Cliched's famous Christmas cake and some bubbles.
So the Christmas cake is available for sale at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, we're selling them in the, as we usually do, as a fundraiser. Sarah Bing makes us some beautiful bowls. We've got some different colours this year, red and green, and maybe some outliers as well.
And you personally have been making bowls, have you? No, painting? No, what do? You make the cake, that was it. We talked about this last time.
Yeah, well, I haven't made any cakes so far, but when we're taking orders, we've got some to sell at Spirit of Christmas that some of our Cliched members have baked for us, and then we'll do a big push when I get back from my holiday.
All right.
Big bake.
Oh, you're having a holiday now, soon?
Yeah, going on Saturday. It's great timing, eh, when everything's just kicking off and
I feel like a holiday. What I'm doing on Saturday is going to collect my daughter's gear from her. She's leaving her flat at the end of uni. So that's less of a holiday than...
Less of a holiday, but still a kind of like milestone. It's an event to celebrate, huh?
I'm going over to the Bay of Plenty.
Yeah.
That's always nice. The next thing happening at the Old School, aside from we just talked about Friday's opening, is movies this weekend. So what have we got? I hadn't even brought this up on the screen. Normally I'm like partially prepared.
Oh, I've actually got a movie this evening as well, which is not an Old School movie. It's being put on by the Fangaroa Palestine Solidarity Organisation. Try saying that quickly. I've tried typing it lots of times.
I'm not going to try.
So we're putting on a documentary about, well, what's happening in Palestine.
Yeah, it was made by an Australian Lebanese lawyer.
That's right.
But it's about not just about Lebanon, but about Gaza as well. And I think it's about 3 months old, so it's quite recent.
Yeah, and he makes this available for free to organisations as, you know, his support. So
yeah,
we're asking for a koha.
Yeah,
and that'll all go to the Palestine Australia New Zealand Medical Association.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Another long one.
Well, I think it's... Oh, I can't see it. I'm in the piece of paper over the poster right there. And that same group will be... we're going to talk about exhibitions later.
Yeah.
I was trying to segue. But
the movies first.
Yeah, because that's going to be quite a way off. That's the first movie Thursday night, tonight. And then the weekend movies. What have we got? It Ends With Us. What's that movie?
That's one we showed it. It was on the last movie weekend as well. It's based on a novel by Colleen Hoover, best-selling novel. It's kind of about domestic violence, about how people get drawn into relationships and this woman who manages to get herself out. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because when you say it's a movie about domestic violence, it doesn't sound like...
No, it's not. Well, it's a movie about the emotional side of it, I suppose, about like how this happens to people, how you find yourself in that situation.
Well, people used to say, people don't say it anymore, but they used to say, oh, why does she stay with him? And there's good reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, people are sensitive enough not to say that anymore, but I guess this is answering that question.
It was a big Hollywood movie, but it is apparently, a good look at the, more or less, a good look at the subject.
And Blake Lively is the star by the look of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the first one, Saturday, 4:45.
Okay. And then in the evening?
And then our surfing movie.
Ah, yes.
You Should Have Been Here Yesterday. Now, this one is not like The Road to Patagonia. Apparently, this is really a surfing movie for people who want to watch videos of surfers. So be warned.
A bit more surf porn.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But
except
it's old footage.
Some historical surf
yeah,
porn.
Yeah, it is. It's old footage. I think from like the 80s and maybe even the 70s.
Oh, people will like this.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks really cool. I've seen the trailer and it looks like it'd be great footage. Apparently it's really amazing footage they've got to show.
16mm shots of surfers on remote beaches. And all the older people would be like, oh, those were the days.
Yeah. It's like, the development of surf culture in Australia. But still be fun to watch, I think, if you were there.
Yeah. So that's...
Or even if you weren't there and you want to know about it.
Why does it say... Oh, no, that's got... that's an error. Okay, all right. I thought Blake Lively was in it as well.
Oh, dear. I can fix that up.
Yeah, yeah. So she's not in that. Or maybe she was. I don't know. Where's she from? She's not Australian. No.
Don't think so.
No, there's some other movie stars that are Australian. I'm getting confused with. That's very irrelevant, though. So that movie's at 7:30, and the third it's playing again on Sunday, is it? No? No, there's still tomorrow.
It is playing again, but not till the next movie's weekend, which is the 28th, 29th of December.
So what's happening on the 1st, Sunday the 1st?
Sunday the 1st. There's still tomorrow. This is a complete... We've got a great variety of movies, actually.
I got confused because you should have been here yesterday and then there's still tomorrow. What are you trying to do to us?
Yeah, they do go quite well because together, don't they, hasn't he?
If you miss the surf... If someone comes with the surf movie on Sunday, you can say, you should have been here yesterday and then there's still tomorrow.
So there's still tomorrow. It's completely different. It's an Italian movie, foreign language. It's the biggest movie in Italy in 2023, apparently.
Black and white, is it?
Yeah, won a huge amount of awards. Really interesting style, actually. Again, I've just watched the trailer, but it's very distinctive retro kind of style.
And what's it about, generally?
This woman in, sort of working class woman in Rome and her life and dreams and...
Okay, just so following
apparently up. There's some kind of event. She gets a letter or something, but doesn't actually reveal what that's
a mysterious about. Letter, it says there. Yes.
Mysterious letter. Still mysterious to me.
Shot in resplendent black and white. You're supposed to say resplendent black and white.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Next time.
And I also noticed it's set in the late 40s. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in that style. Yeah. Shot in that style as well.
Okay, so that's kind of... Art film lovers or more than that? I mean, if it was the biggest film in Italy, it probably has got a pretty broad appeal.
Yeah, I think it will do.
Yeah.
We'll see, hey.
We'll see.
And that's at 7 o'clock, moving to a bit later. Okay. Because of these summer evenings.
Oh, yes.
People can be out and about on Sunday and still catch a movie.
Go for a swim first.
Yeah.
Yeah, people used to do that. When I used to help out with the films years ago, people came from Hamilton and said, oh, I've been for a swim, now I've come for a movie.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So that's movies this weekend. Have you got more movie weekends coming up? We must do before Christmas.
No, the next one's 28th, 29th of December. Roger says people just don't go and see movies. They're too busy.
Oh, leading up, from a couple of weeks out.
Yeah, it would have been like the middle of December. He says they're just going to can that and move, to put in an extra one on the 28th, 29th.
Okay, get the holiday crowd.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
And also... The next weekend after as well, 4th and 5th of January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's films. Exhibitions at the old school. We just mentioned there's one opening on Friday night. That's the Spirit of Christmas one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's two more after that. Like when does...
This absolutely. Is, there's after, very quick
There's
turnaround.
Been months with no exhibitions this year. Now there's three exhibitions. And
Not sure there? About that. Not really. There? Well, the beginning of the year. I mean, January's always... Nobody ever wants to do anything in January. Anyway, we'll see.
There's been a month.
But now we've got frantically busy, yeah.
Yeah, so how long does the Spirit of Christmas last and what happens next?
It finishes at the market on the 8th of December.
Yes.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, Raglan Area are having a exhibition of the senior students' art portfolios.
They'll
level
all be
1, 2 and 3.
They'll be finished by then. Of course they will be. They wouldn't put them up otherwise.
Yeah, so they've got whatever they've been doing, photography, moving image, you know, visual art.
So the kids, are they in there? They could be in the panic phase right now. I'm not sure. Where are the NCEA exams at the moment?
Well, pretty much finished, I think.
Pretty much finished.
The level ones didn't really do exams this year, I don't think.
Didn't they?
My level one certainly didn't have any exams at all done.
Is that what they told you? There's no exams this year, Mum. I can't believe it. don't ask them.
Level two, I think they're pretty much finished anyway this week, so they'll all be kicking around.
Okay. Yeah, I was just remembering my daughter doing the photography and the printer at the school wasn't working very well and I rang up Raglan Sign Co.
Oh.
And they were I was like, what if we come really early in the morning? They're like, look, we're going to be in here till 11 o'clock tonight. Just come round when you want and we'll print it off for you. They were awesome.
Oh, well, they always are awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, when I drove down the hill, I noticed our Spirit of Christmas sign up and they're just so good, eh?
Yeah. Well, that was...
an email and they put the label up and once somebody ripped our Spirit of Christmas sign off the water tower and they just replaced it for us and upgraded the design as well because they decided they could make it look better.
brilliant.
Love you. Thank you, Bragg & Sound Company. You are awesome.
You've got a free ad this morning. Yeah. Okay, so that's so that's the Area School exhibition. So that's running for how long? It can't be that much. A week?
Yeah, just short. They're just opening on Monday evening.
Okay.
And then they'll be running through to Sunday and taking it down on the next Monday, which would be the 15th.
Okay, and then we come back to the Palestinian Solidarity Group, the Whangaroa Palestine Solidarity Group, and they're having an exhibition from when?
Wednesday the 18th to Saturday the 21st.
Okay, and again, funds go to the Palestinian Australian New Zealand Medical Association, or PANSMA. I'm reading PANSMA off the poster. Mm. Yeah. So they're organising that. You're just hosting it as the old school.
Yeah, we're just hosting it, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got a great roster of artists. So they've got over 20 local artists who've donated so far, and there's still things coming in.
Yeah, so that if you are an artist or craftsperson, Whangaroa Palestine Solidarity at gmail.com, or look them up on Facebook if you can't remember or figure out how to type all that.
Yeah, so they're going to have all kinds of things. They've got, paintings and ceramics and all sorts.
Okay, multimedia exhibition.
And then they're going to run a silent auction. I'm not 100% clear on how this works, but they're running a silent auction during the exhibition.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday evening, on the 21st, then there'll be a open auction. So I'm not sure if some pieces are going to be silent auction or if you can put bids in but then be outbid at the final. So,
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, they'll probably come in for an interview, one of them.
Yeah.
Either John or Gillian will be in for a chat about that closer to the time. So that's the exhibitions. And if someone wants to have an exhibition, just talk to you guys, talk to you and Max.
Yeah,
in the
just
office.
Email info@raglanartcentre.co.nz.
Okay.
Or pop in and see us.
Okay.
Or have a look at our website. There's a form and lots of information on there as well. If you look under, I think it's under venue hire.
Okay. And you have, as a venue, you have multiple rooms. I mean, what's for hire? You've got the big new space out the back.
Yeah, we've got the Fairy Tappery with its, which has got its seats built in and a little stage and a little green room.
Yeah.
And that is sort of intended mostly as a performance space.
Yeah.
But it's also used quite a lot for sort of physical art things, for yoga and the like.
Yeah.
And for rehearsals, actually. People book it just for rehearsals.
Oh.
And there's a kitchen, of course. We've got slots in the kitchen that are free. We'd love to get some more up-and-coming Raglan food businesses in there.
So that's a commercial kitchen, fully, legit with the health authorities.
Yeah, well, people have to get their own food control plan.
Yeah.
But, we do the sort of deep cleaning, and it's all set up. It's got the liner that comes up from the floor and steel surfaces and all that kind of thing that make it easy to comply.
Yeah.
And then there's actually an art studio, which is for wet arts, like if you wanted to do some dyeing or something.
Oh, is that the room
painting?
At the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's got sinks and a floor that can be cleaned up.
Yeah.
Then we go through to Eva's room, which is where we show the movies.
Yeah.
It's also a really nice sort of intimate space. So
yeah, it's a kind of a cozy feeling in there.
Yeah, good for meetings. Like we had a woman running an Instagram workshop there yesterday.
Okay.
Morning, so a nice place to sort of, hang
out. Things like, I know the men's group meets there as well, what they used to.
Mm-hmm. So, and we sometimes have music in there as well. It suits works very well for a sort of small, intimate kind of concert.
I used it to interview someone on video a while ago.
Mm-hmm. It's actually probably the most versatile room, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite lovely. I just think it's really nice atmosphere.
And then you've got the main exhibition space.
Yeah, the gallery.
The old other classroom. Can people hire out, the car park? Do something there?
I don't think we ever hired the car park. We have,
There used to be...
The Kindy were talking about doing a car boot sale, but I think they couldn't get it. We couldn't work out dates for them.
Mm. Did someone do... an outdoor movie, a drive-in movie there once? That would be 15 years or so ago.
Well, we had the Home Kills. They used used it for the sausages and the fire and so on.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the market uses the car park every month.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's lots of stuff. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, why not?
is there lots of things are running down. The kids' clay classes and adult clay classes, they'll be wrapping up
pretty soon. Next week, I think they both finish.
But should people book their kids for the new year?
I haven't actually got them open for booking yet. I've got dates on the website, and I just don't think I'll have time to get the it, that sorted out till I get back. So middle of December I put on. But you can check out the dates anyway.
Okay. And are there adult classes booked as well for, or planned for next year?
Well, I've got Sarah Bing's date sorted out because people are asking me about wheel classes already. And that we have been, nobody's really been moved to do any hand building classes recently, but I think they are planning on another kind of possibly a raku class or a drum firing class, I think was talked about.
Okay, so there's always some clay stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anything else we need to mention?
Well, the office will be closed for the 2 holiday weeks. So we'll be closing on, trying to think what that's going to be. We'll be closing on Friday the 20th of December at 2 o'clock and reopening on the 6th of January, Monday the 6th of January at 10 o'clock.
Okay, just that's a relatively short break. I'm having a longer one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's pretty good. 2 weeks. Not bad.
Yeah. Well, if you're happy, that's all good.
We're happy.
All right, folks, I've been talking to Shona from the Old School, and that's all the details there. The website, what should people Google if they want to check out stuff on the website to follow up?
raglanartcentre.co.nz.
All right, nice and easy. Thank you for coming in. I should let you go now because you've got to go and open up for 10 o'clock. No, yes, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, perfect timing. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks.